Montana State Forester says the state's fund for fighting wildfires still has the vast majority of the money provided to it by the 2013 legislature. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us more about wildfire costs this year and what changes the state has been making in how it pays those bills.
I think we're doing relatively well, certainly compared to last year.
State Forester Bob Harrington says the state is sitting at a little less than $2 million in estimated fire costs so far in 2013. That's out of a wildfire suppression fund Harrington predicts somewhere in the $20 million range. Historically, the state used to pay for fire costs retroactively, after they were already done. But after a very expensive fire year in 2007, the legislature in a special session created the Wildfire Suppression Fund. That $40 million in one-time money lasted until last year. This year, the legislature put more money back in, but then also changed the method. The governor's budget director, Dan Villa, says the state now will have a permanent source of money to fight wildfire.
We will have an ongoing mechanism to make deposits into the fire suppression account, as well as a mechanism to mitigate high-risk fire areas.
Villa says extra money not spent by state agencies and some corporate license tax money will go into the fund. He says the first deposit using this new method will happen mid-August and should bring the fund up to about $50 million. A little more than 800 fires have been reported as of the end of July, burning 43,000 acres. State Forester Harrington says the $2 million cost to the state does not reflect most of the cost of fighting these fires that will be shouldered by federal and tribal agencies. Still, compare that $2 million with totals from last year, where the state spent about $55 million on wildfires. 2012 was a particularly active fire year. Despite the short-term rainy forecast, Harrington says we still have a lot left in this fire season. He says conditions remain extreme in southwest and south-central Montana.
If you just pay attention to statistics, the next 2 to 3 weeks are really going to be the driver on just the challenges that the fire service faces, as well as ultimately what the costs are going to be.
He says on average about 50% of fire starts come from lightning, the other half from humans. Fire agencies are constantly working on public relations campaigns to try to lower that second half.
Try to remind the public that no matter what they're doing, one of the things that they should think about is whatever activity I'm engaged in, does it have the potential to start a fire?
In 2012, the state was still battling large wildfires into late September. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.